because I happen to be the only member of that community that is an Arab who has a Muslim background. The Lutheran church here did a Thanksgiving banquet to Muslim families, and they invited a mixed audience of Arabs and like Arab Americans and regular Americans, and I delivered a bilingual gospel message. I started giving seminars on Islam in their own congregations and churches. In that expo, I found a flyer about a ministry called Angel House, and ever since then, I've been using that ministry to preach the gospel to an all Yemeni Muslim conservative audience every week. And by the way, we are working now on finding our own building to have something like that that is affiliated with the Churches of Christ. I started giving tours to churches from around the United States that want to come to the Detroit area to see the Lord's work among Arabs and Muslims. By the way, this is the Detroit River, and Windsor, Canada is right across the river. I started taking those tours to mosques and have them preach the gospel to the imams and to the Muslim community there. By the way, I enjoy a tremendous respect among the Muslim communities and Dearborn. And they like our work. They want to give the impression that Islam is tolerant because of the reputation that they have, because it's an old community. They want to give the impression that they are tolerant. And so they always welcome people coming to mosques and talk about the Christian faith. Every time a speaker comes to the Detroit area, if that speaker has a mixed audience, guess who is invited to interpret those messages? I started to be on TV and on newspapers, on radio, and on the internet. Even the international door was open last year when the Edmonton Church of Christ in Alberta, Canada, invited me to do an extended version of Islam in Christ's Eyes. And they have been using this program to reach out to the refugee community in that major city. Universities like Harding and Oklahoma Christian and Freed Hardeman and Faulkner started to invite me to give those lessons on Islam. My own alma mater, Sunset International Bible Institute, recently ordained me as the adjunct assistant dean for the Arabic studies. All of that was topped by the first and the biggest one-time outreach event of the Churches of Christ to the Muslim community anywhere ever in what we called the Feast of Christ. We raised support, we printed out invitation cards, we catered food, we invited Muslim families, and I delivered a bilingual gospel message to them. Now we are still working on finding a building in East Dearborn. That's where the thickest Muslim community is. For our work to be done there, to reach out to Muslims with the love of Christ, to teach them English, to help them assimilate into the American community, and to do a continuous course on Islam in Christ's Eyes. And my dream is for that place to, in the future, be the Arab-speaking Church of Christ in Dearborn. One of the things that we talk about the Muslim people all the time is that how devout they are in their faith, how much money they are spending in building mosques and Islamic centers, even buying whole departments of universities in the United States and in general in the Western world. And that is true. Of course, you cannot tell a Muslim not to spend his money on his faith, but they believe that the money that they spend will be used to spread their faith. What have we decided to do in the face of this campaign? And so the Susquehanna Valley Church of Christ has been a supporter of the Arab Christian ministry, and that's one way you can be involved in this kind of ministry. You either work yourself or support a ministry that is ongoing. And so I would like to thank the Susquehanna Valley Church of Christ for being part of this support system. Hopefully, the Lord will show us the fruits of this support and this labor sooner than later. I would like to conclude this class with the words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6. Before we have a final questions and comments session, Paul said in Ephesians 6, verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Verse 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood." Folks, the Christian battle is not against humans. It is not against sinners. It is against sin. It is not against the Muslim people. It is against the religion of Islam. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, and hence the title of our class. but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The Christian battle is once again spiritual, not physical. Therefore, verse 13, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Questions or comments? Yes, ma'am.